好，我们一同来为今天的信息祷告。
Let's pray together for this message.
在的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢主，你召聚我们众弟兄姐妹来一同来敬拜赞美你。
We thank you for gathering all the brothers and sisters here to worship you and praise you together.
主啊，愿主你保守孩子今天的信息。
May you bless the message today.
使我们讲的和听的都同感一灵。
So the speakers and the one who hear the message can be heard from the same spirit.
开我们灵里的眼睛，使我们看见主你话语中的精义。
So open up our spiritual eyes so that we can see beyond the word.
赐给我们智慧的心，可以选择那上好的福分。
And give us a wise heart so we can choose the good blessing.
使我们听到了主你的话语，便愿意照着去行。
So that when we hear your word and we are willing to obey and follow.
求主你与我们同在。
Please be with us today.
祝福我们接下来的时间。
And bless all the time following.
我们的感谢和祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
Our prayer and thanks are in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，现在是读经的时间。今天的经文呢，在诗篇的第一篇，请龙龙翻到下一页。
Now it's a scripture reading time. The scripture today is Psalm chapter 1.
我们先一同用中文来读一遍，然后我们再一同用英文来读一遍。
We'll read it together twice. The first time we'll be reading it in Chinese and second time in English.
诗篇第一篇，我们一起来。不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠皮被风吹散，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
Okay, now we read together in English. Blessed is
the one who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment.Nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
讲到开始前有个小通知。
Before the sermon started, there's a quick notification.
我的老师说他每次讲完道，他会留在会堂里面最后走。如果有人对当天的信息有触动的话呢，就可以当场找他谈。
My teacher once told me that after he preaches every sermon, he will leave until the last, because in case anyone wants to talk to him about the sermon today, he will be available.
我想从今以后我的讲道也是如此，你听到中如果有触动，欢迎你敬拜结束后来找我聊一聊。
And I want to follow that example. So from now on, if you want to chat after the sermon, I will be staying.
我们不会每次都通知，但希望这个成为惯例。
I may not remember to give this notification every time, but this will be the general rule going forward.
今天是特别的一讲，我们来讲诗篇第一篇。
Today is a special topic. We'll be talking about Psalm chapter 1.
这是我这学期的一个讲道作业，所以只好再暂停一次腓立比书的讲道。
This is actually one of my sermon assignments for this semester, so I have to pause the sermon on Philippians again.
这篇诗篇可以说是整本诗篇的简介。
This psalm can be called the introductory of the entire book of Psalm.
它通过对比的方式让我们看见了两种人、两个群体、两种道路和两种结局。
Through comparison, it shows us two different kinds of people, two different kinds of way, and two different kinds of ending.
在巨大的反差当中，神清楚地显明了他的意思。
Through the drastic contrast, God vividly shows his will.
智慧的人应该要选择义人的道路，愚妄的人才会选灭亡的道路。
The wise would choose the righteous way, and the fools would choose the path for destruction.
愿我们都做智慧的。
And may we all be the wise.
我们现在来看经文。
Now let's look at the scripture.
根据希伯来原文的字面翻译，这第一节的开头应该是有福了这人。
The original scripture in Hebrews, the first verses is saying, "Blessed is the man."
第一个词呢，有福，希伯来文原文是 asherlei.
So the first word, "blessed," in Hebrews is asherlei.
这个词在诗篇中反复的出现，常常被放在句子的最前面，以表示强调，作为属神的人的一个标记。
This word appears over and over again in the psalm, and usually it's at the beginning of the sentence as an emphasis.
作为属神的人
的一个标志。As an emphasis that the blessed is a mark of godly people.
所以属神的人他是有福的。
So godly people are blessed.
主耶稣在马太福音的这个第五章天国八福的讲道当中，也是用了这种模式，有福了。
And Jesus followed the same pattern in his sermons on the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, it started with blessed.
那么听到的人立刻就明白过来了，他说的这些呢，都是天国公民的品格。
So the one who listened will immediately understand that he's talking about the characteristic of the citizens in the kingdom of heaven.
那么这个有福之人他有什么特点呢？
What are those characteristics?
第一节和第二节他用消极和积极的两个方面说出了这个有福之人的特点。
In this verse, it states the characteristics of the blessed man through both negative and positive terms.
消极的方面，他不行走在恶人的计谋中，也不站在罪人的道路上，也不坐在亵慢人的座位上。
On the negative terms, the blessed man does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that the sinner take, or sits in the company of mockers.
这是一个平行的句式，用三句类似的话来表达一个意思，来表示强调。
This is a parallel sentence. It's using three similar sentences to express one thing.
所以他强调的是，这个人呢，他不与恶人为伍。
What it's emphasizing is that this person does not associate with the wicked.
但是这三句中也有一些些许的不同，表示他在不同的方面上都不与恶人相同。
But there's also slight differences in the three sentences to illustrate that he does not associate with the wicked on different aspects.
第一点呢，他不行走在恶人的计划中。
First sentence says that he does not walk in step with the wicked.
如果走累了，停下来站着，他也不站在罪人的道路上面。
And even if he's tired from the walking and standing, he does not stand in the way that sinner takes.
如果站累了，他也不坐下来与亵慢人坐在一起。
And even when he got tired standing,He would not sit in the company of mockers.
反过来呢，那些不在有福之人的行列中的人呢，他都是灭亡的人，都是落在这个三种种类中。
And on the contrary, those who are not blessed, they are the person who is doomed to perish. They are all falls into the three category.
第一种呢是积极行恶的人。
The first type are those who actively seek to do the evil.
他们自以为聪明，多有谋划。
They think themselves as smart and has a lot of plan.
那么恶人的计谋他到底是什么呢？
But what are their plans?
答案就在诗篇的第二篇，他们是抵挡耶和华的受膏者。
The answer is actually in Psalm 2nd chapter, the plan is to do against the Lord and against his anointed.
世界上有各种各样的与神为敌的假宗教、哲学思潮和社会运动。
There's all kinds of different false religions, philosophies, social movements that's against God.
参与在其中的人，他们都是不敬畏真神，并且刻意抵挡基督信仰的人。
Those who participate in those activities do not fear God and don't purposely do against the Christianity.
还有一些人是故意行恶的人，他们的思想和行动都是罪。
And there's those who do evils intentionally. Their thoughts and their actions are all sins.
箴言第六章，耶和华所恨恶的七样中有两样，就是图谋恶计的心。和飞跑行恶的脚。
In Proverbs chapter 6, two of the seven things that the God hate are a heart that devises the wicked schemes and the feet that are quick to rush into evil.
这个有福之人呢，既不与他们同心谋划恶计， 也不与他们一同奔跑行恶。
The blessed man does not plan the wicked plan together, nor does he rush into evil with them.
第二种是并不是积极行恶的人，他们只是一个行动中的无神论者。
The second type are not those who are actively engaged in evil deeds. Those people are just, you know, atheists.
他们的一切所为都以为没有神。
All their actions are based on the foundation that there is no God.
那么什么样的人会站在罪人的道路上呢？
So what type of people would stand in the way of the sinner?
当然就是和罪人是一类的人。
Of course, the people that falls into the same category with sinners.
古人有句老话呢，叫白头如新，青盖如故。
There is an ancient saying that there are white-headed men who are like new friends, and men for whom one inclined one's canopy who are like old friends.
青盖呢，指的是古人在路上，他遇到熟人的时候呢，把马车停下来聊天。马车的顶盖呢歪在一边的样子，所以用来形容路边偶遇。
Incline one's canopy refers to when ancient people ran into someone who's familiar. They stop their carriage to chat, and the cover of the carriage inclined towards the same side.
也就是说，有的人他认识很久了，头发白了，还是和刚认识一样，不怎么亲热。
This is really saying that some people know for a long time, had known each other for a long time.Their hair is already turning white, but they are just like, just recently knew each other. They're not really that close.
但有的人呢，只是在路边偶遇，他们就会聊得非常的投机，好像几十年的老朋友一样。
But some just run into each other accidentally, occasionally, by the side of the road, but they talk like, they are old friends for years.
所以两个罪人他在路边遇到的时候，他聊得很投机，他们会聊什么呢？
So two sinners, when they run into each other,They will be engaged in a very happy conversations. What they will be talking about?
就是罪人感兴趣的话题。
The topics that sinners are interested in.
罪人感兴趣的话题有什么呢？
And what are those topics?
它可以是电影、电视剧、综艺、军事、政治、股票，什么都有，就是没有神。
It could be anything. It could be movies. It could be shows. Military stuff. Politics. Stocks. Could be anything. Just nothing. Just no God.
我不是说基督徒就不能够和不信主的朋友有很好的交谈，而是说你要谨慎你的心。
I'm not saying that a Christian can't have a good conversation with their non-believing friends. I'm saying that you have to watch over your heart.
你是不是和他们一样把神完全忘到一边？
Would you just forget about the God altogether, just like them?
你是不是和他们一样爱世界上的东西比爱主耶稣更多？
Or love the world more than Jesus, just like them?
所以毫无疑问的，朋友之间是会互相影响的。
There's no doubt that friends will influence each other.
如果你不能影响你的不信主的朋友更接近神的话，那他一定会影响你更加的远离神的。
If you cannot draw your unbelieving friends closer to God, then chances are he is drawing you further away from God.
那你跟他们相谈甚欢的时刻，正是你的灵命的危机的时刻。
Then the moment you are having a good conversation with them is also the moment of crisis in your spiritual life.
有一位老牧师说，他说如果一个基督徒喜欢跟不信主的朋友聚会。超过跟主内的弟兄姐妹聚会的话，我会很担心他。
An old pastor once said that if a Christian liked to gather with their unbelieving friends more than the brothers and sisters than the Christian, the brothers and sisters in the church, then I'll be very worried about him.
我同样也会为同样的事情来担心。
And I'm worried about those kind of stuff too.
哥林多前书的15:33，保罗说：“你们不要自欺，滥交是败坏善行。”
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 33, Paul said, Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals.
保罗为啥说不要自欺？
Why does he say, Do not be deceived?
因为你们自己本来就知道这个道理的，不要心存侥幸，以为跟不好的朋友来往不会败坏你的灵性。
Because those are the knowledge that we originally know. Do not, just don't take chances and think that... Being company with bad friends is not going to corrupt my spirit.
有福之人呢，他会谨慎，他会避免自己受到不好的影响。
The blessed one will be cautious to avoid him being impacted by bad influences.
那么第三种人呢，是亵慢人，是轻慢真理的人。
And the third type are the mockers. Those are the ones who despises the truth.
这种人对比于第二种人呢，他不仅仅是活得好像神不存在。他们更是对神和神的道理充满了藐视。
Compared to the second type of person, not only they live like God doesn't exist, they also despise the knowledge of God and God himself.
他们对末日审判充满了轻蔑，觉得不过是庸人自扰。
They despise the final judgment. They think these are just stupid people creating troubles for themselves.
他们听到真理的时候呢，不以为然，也不相信，并且还要嘲笑。
When they hear about the truth, they don't agree with it, they don't believe it, and they mock it.
比如说比拉多，他问主耶稣真理，什么是真理？说完他就走了。
One example of them is Pilate. When he asked Jesus, "What is truth?" He walked away after that.
他根本不想要一个答案。
He wasn't intending to get an answer at all.
诗篇第十篇的第四节如此说：恶人面带骄傲说，耶和华必不追究，他一切所想的都以为没有神。
In Psalm chapter 10 verses 4, he says, "In the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there is no God."
圣经中将这种人称为愚妄人。
In the Bible, those people are referred to as fools.
我给你打个比方啊，如果你回家，你看见桌上摆满了一桌好菜，那其实是你妈妈辛苦做的。
I'll give you an analogy. When you get back home and you see a table of dishes or delicious foods, actually your mom did that.
但是你没有看见她在家，于是你说没有人做了这一桌好菜，它是自然而然就有的。
But you didn't see her at home, so you were saying, nobody did cook all those dishes. They just naturally here.
那你妈妈应该一巴掌给你扇到桌子下面去。
If you actually think that, then your mom should really slap you for your stupidity.
这话呢是何等愚蠢可笑呢？
This is very ridiculous.
人类的构造比一桌好菜又何止精妙千万倍呢？
The structure of human is far more exquisite than a table of delicious food.
一桌好菜尚且不可能自然而然的形成，拥有高超智慧的人类又怎么能够自然而然的自己冒出来呢？
If it's impossible for a table of delicious food to just naturally appear, then human beings who have a really high complex structure and a lot of wisdomcan also not be just showing up or appearing naturally.
相信无神论的人其实比说菜是自然形成的人是更加荒唐、更加愚妄的。
Those who believe in the atheism is actually more absurd and foolish compared to those who said that dishes just appear themselves.
有位神学家说，如果错谬没有后果的话，那真理就没有价值。
A theologian once said that if there's no consequence for fallacies, then there's no value in truth.
忽略真理的后果呢是严重的。
Ignoring the truth, you should bring serious consequences.
以为末日审判是假的人，当末日审判来临的时候，他是逃不了，无处可躲的。
Those who don't believe in the final judgment, when the judgment actually came, they cannot escape. There's nowhere to hide.
希伯来书的第二章第三节说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
In Hebrews 2 verses 3 it says, How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation?
比拉多问了一个不想要答案的问题。
Pilate asked a question that he doesn't want to answer for.
希伯来书的作者也问了一个不需要你回答的问题。
The author of the Hebrews also asked a question that does not need the answer.
因为答案是明显的，除了耶稣基督的救恩以外，没有别的办法可以逃脱地狱的刑罚了。
Because the answer was so obvious, other than the salvation of Jesus Christ, there is no other way to escape such a punishment in hell.
所以拒绝主耶稣的救恩的人，等于为自己选择了地狱作为永远的结局。
So those who deny the salvation of Jesus Christ is equivalent to selecting hell as their eternal destination.
我在大学里读研究生的时候，有一位朋友，他听见我在给另外一个人传福音的时候，他轻蔑地说他宁可去地狱，然后他就走了。
When I was in college, one of my friends hearing me preaching gospel to another person, and he said it was despised that he would rather go to hell and then walked away.
他就和比拉多一样就走了。
Like Pilate, he just walked away.
我很难过听到这样的话，我心里面呢就默默地为他祷告，求神赦免他的愚昧无知。
I feel sad hearing about this, so I pray in my heart that may God forgive his foolishness, and one day, maybe he will get to know God as well.
盼望呢，有朝一日呢，他的骄傲呢会被神打破，他的心能够谦卑下来，能够领受这救恩。
Maybe his pride will be broken by God, so that his heart can be humbled and take this salvation.
那么跟这种亵慢人坐在一起意味着什么呢？
Now what does that mean to sit with this kind of mockers?
一般来说，人们聊天的时候啊，会站着。
Normally, when you are doing just chit-chatting, you will be standing.
而坐下呢，常常会谈严肃的多的话题。
But a sit-down conversation are usually on more serious topic subjects.
比如说谈个合同什么的。
Like a business contract or something like that.
所以不坐亵慢人的座位呢，意思呢就不与这些轻慢神的人有共同的利益。
So not sitting together with the mockers means not having common interest with these people who despise God.
所以一个有福的人，他不参与恶人的计谋，不参与罪人的最终之乐，不与亵慢人有共同利益。
So a blessed man does not play in the planning for it with the wicked, does not participate in the sinner's pleasure, and does not have common interest with the mockers.
为什么呢？因为他们在神面前是个受咒诅的地位，你不知道神的审判什么时候会临到他们。
Why is that? And it's really because they are being cursed in front of God, and you don't know when God's judgment will come upon them.
所以不要在他们所受的审判上面有份。
So don't take share in their judgment.
用句粗糙的话来说，当雷劈他的时候，你别站在他旁边，离他远点。
In another word, when the lightning struck them, don't stand close to them. Be stay away from them.
使徒约翰年老的时候呢，因为常常强调彼此相爱，而被称为爱的使徒。
When Apostle John grew older, because he often emphasized loving each other, he's also referred to the Apostle of Love.
但这位老使徒还是会显示出他年轻时嫉恶如仇被称为雷子时的那个样子。
But occasionally this old apostle will still demonstrate the characteristic when he was young that he hates evil and that's how he got the nickname Son of Thunder.
有一次他去澡堂洗澡，刚进去突然又穿上衣服气呼呼地跑出来。
Once he goes to taking a bath in a public bathhouse and he just came in and then he...put his clothes back on and rush out with great anger.
他的门徒跟在他后面说，师父怎么刚来了又要走。
And his followers are asking him, Master, what, you just came here, why are you leaving now?
老约翰气呼呼地回答说，魔鬼的儿子克林妥在里面，我们走，以免万一神的审判临到这个地方。
And old John answered angrily that the Son of Devil, Serenus is in here. Let's go in case God's judgment come upon this place.
克林妥是教会初期的异端诺斯底派的一个领袖人物。
Serenus is one of the leader of the early church heresy, Gnostics. He's one of the leader in Gnostics.
这些呢都记载在教会史上面。
And all of these are written in the history of church.
以色列人进迦南地的时候呢，亚干一个人犯罪。以色列人全体都受咒诅。
When the Israel people came into the land of Canaan, Achan himself sinned, but the entire Israel people have to be cursed.
同样的，教会如果容忍假教师传异端的话，教会全体也都一起受咒诅。
And similarly, if a church tolerates heresy from false teachers, all will be cursed together as well.
对于假教师传异端呢，不要以为只是观念层面上的事情，这个是灵界层面的事情。
Regarding the false teaching from the heresy teachers, don't think this is just a matter of different concept. This is actually on the spiritual level.
它所带来的咒诅呢，是实实在在的。
The curse it brings is real.
所以不明白这个道理的基督徒呢，实在是和愚妄人一般，任凭自己呢陷入别人的罪的咒诅当中。
Christian who doesn't understand this is really just like fools, is allowing themselves to fall under the curse of someone else's sin.
所以从消极的一面，这个有福的人呢，他懂得保守自己，远离败坏的影响和灭亡的结局。
From the negative aspect, this blessed person knows how to protect himself to stay away from the influence of corruption.
而从积极的一面，他非常的喜爱神的律法，并且日夜思想。
On the positive side, he likes God's law so much that he thinks about it day and night.
这个两者呢其实是紧密连接的。
These two are actually closely connected.
因为一个人他怎么能够懂得什么是好，什么是坏，什么能做，什么不能做呢？
Because how can the people know what's good and evil, what can be done and what cannot?
他必须认识神，敬畏神，他才能知道。
He has to learn those from knowing God and fear God.
箴言第九章第十节说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Proverbs 9:10 says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight.
而人又怎么能够知道神是什么样的神呢？
And how can human know what kind of God is?
是透过神的话语，他自己的启示。
It's through His own word and His revelation.
这里呢，耶和华的律法用的这个词呢是 Torah.
The word that's describing the law of God is the Torah.
这个词狭义上是指摩西五经，广义上呢是指神的吩咐，泛指呢神的话语。
The narrow sense of this word is referring to the five books written by Moses, but there is also a more general sense that Torah just generally means instruction from God or word of God.
一个人他如果对神的律法无知的话，他怎么能够知道神喜悦什么，恨恶什么呢？
If a person doesn't know anything about God's Torah, then how can he know what God's like and dislike?
那种情况下呢，他很可能会一边陷在这个虚假的宗教敬虔当中，一边却同时惹动神的愤怒。
And in that situation, he's likely going to provoke the wrath of God while engaging in false religious piety.
正如新约中的法利赛人一样。
Like the Pharisees in the New Testament.
所以，一个真正爱神的人，他就会惧怕得罪神，他就会对神的话语认真，追求遵行神的吩咐，而不会任意妄为。
So a person who truly loves God will be fearing to offend God, and that's how he gets serious about God's word and seek to obey His instruction and not on his own will.
诗篇的这个119篇的11节说：“我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。”
In Psalm 119 verses 11, it says, "I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you."
因此，一个人对神的话语的态度呢，就显明他对神的态度。
So the attitude of a person towards God's word illustrates his attitude towards God himself.
圣经是神的话语，是神亲口说的。
God is, Bible is God's word. It was spoken by God himself.
轻慢圣经的就是轻慢神。
And he who despises the Bible despises God.
不在乎圣经的就不在乎神说了什么。
If you don't care about what the Bible said, then you don't care what God said.
不信圣经的就是将神当作是撒谎的。
And if you don't believe in Bible, you're basically saying God is a liar.
所以这样的人呢，神也轻看的。
For those type of people, God despises him too.
箴言28章第9节说，转耳不听律法的，他的祈祷也为可憎。
In Proverbs 28 verses 9, if one turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination.
这个有福之人呢，他的有福就在于他尊荣神。
The blessed person honor God.
怎么看出来他尊荣神？
How can you tell?
因为他喜爱耶和华的律法。
Because he loves the God's law.
爱到什么样一个程度呢？
And how much he loves it?
按照原文的字面翻译是，他的爱在耶和华的律法里。
If the translation for the original verses is his love is in the law of the Lord.
某人喜欢某物和某物是某人的爱，这两个有什么区别？
What's the difference between somebody likes something and something is the love of someone?
第二种说法呢，是具备着排他性的，说明他只爱那个东西。
The second type of phrase is exclusive. It's basically saying he only loved that something.
所以这个有福之人呢，他只爱慕神的话语，没有别的可比的。
So here is saying, in the verses, is saying the blessed person only loves God's word. There's nothing can be compared with it.
另外一方面呢，他昼夜思想神的话语。
And on the other aspect, this person think about somebody from morning to night.
中文有个成语呢，叫做朝思暮想，常常用来形容一个人对他爱人的思念。
There is a Chinese saying called think about somebody from morning to night. This is usually to describe how much a person longing for his lover.
而这个有福之人呢，他对神的话语呢，就是朝思暮想，无论白天还是晚上，他都思想神的话语。
And this blessed person really longing God's word like his lover, day and night, he think about his word.
老一辈的这个传道人啊，常常说你要吃神的话语。
The preachers, the missionary from the older generations often say that you need to feed on God's word.
怎么吃神的话语呢？
How?
就是用信心接受，用理性思考，然后立定心智顺服。
It is accepting the word through faith, think about the word logically, and devote yourself and obey.
我教大家一种默想读经法，就是你在读经的时候呢，同时祷告，你读几节就停下来祷告。
I want to teach everybody a way of reading the Bible that's called meditative reading. It's basically While you're reading the scriptures, you stop after a few verses and start to pray.
因为神的话语他一宣告出来就是要求人要有一个合神心意的回应。
Because once God's word is proclaimed, it's asking people to have a response.
因此边读边祷告呢就是带着一颗顺服的心在回应神的话语。
So reading the scripture and praying together is basically responding to God's word with the heart that's willing to obey.
所以我们读经文的时候呢我们要思考一些问题。
So when we read the scriptures, we need to think the following questions.
这段经文当中它有没有榜样可以效法
Is there any example I can follow in these verses?
有没有命令我需要服从啊
Is there any command I need to obey?
有没有错误我需要避免啊
Is there any fallacy I need to avoid?
有没有罪我要离弃啊
Is there any sin I need to get away with?
有没有应许我可以抓住啊
Is there any promise that I can grasp?
有没有关于神的属性的知识啊
Is there any knowledge about God's characteristics?
有没有原则我需要照着去生活
And is there any principle that I need to follow in my life?
所以这样细细的思考主的话语呢它就是像咀嚼食物一样的圣灵呢就借着神的话语会更新你的生命
This way of thinking through God's word with all those questions is like chewing the fruit. The Holy Spirit will renew your life through God's word.
神的话语呢它成为你生命的一部分你就成为一个与神同心的人
And the word will be part of your life and you will be a person who share the same heart with God
这样你才能够行在神的旨意当中
This is the only way you can walk in God's will
这样你就是一个有福的人
And this will make you a blessed person
我们再看第三节第三节说他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁按时后结果子叶子也不枯干凡他所做的尽都顺利
And let's look at verses 3. Verses 3 says, He is like a tree planted by a stream of water that yields its fruit in the season. And its leaves does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers.
这一节经文呢是约书亚记一章八节耶利米书十七章八节还有以西结书四十七章十二节这三节经文的串烧。
This verse is a combo for Romans chapter 1 verses 8, Joshua chapter 1 verses 8, Jeremiah chapter 17 verses 8, and Ezekiel chapter 47 verses 12.
因此一般来说呢圣经学者认为呢诗篇一应该是写于被掳归回之后。
For that reason, the Bible teachers usually think this verse is the Psalm chapter 1 is written after returning from the captivity.
约书亚记中神对约书亚说话呢是在摩西死后约书亚接替重任心里紧张的时刻
In book of Joshua when God spoke to Joshua it was after when Moses died and Joshua take over the heavy responsibility and he feel very nervous about it
耶利米书和以西结书中的经文对应的这个时代背景是以色列人快被掳前和被掳中的时期
And the context of the book of Jeremiah and Ezekiel is when Israel is about to be taken captiveAnd the wow is being taken captive.
这个三节经文的共同特点都是鼓励人在困境中要信靠神。
These three scriptures are all encouraging people to believe and trust in God in difficulties.
以西结书的四十七章十二节说那个水呢是从神的圣所流出来的是象征神的恩典。
And in Ezekiel chapter 47 verses 12 it says the water flowed from the sanctuary of God symbolizing the grace of God.
这个树呢是依靠神的恩典而活着
The tree lived by the grace of God
同样一个有福之人他也是依靠神的恩典而活着
Similarly a blessed person also lived by God's grace
这个树是有根基的它深深的扎根在这个地里
The tree has root is deeply rooted on the ground, in the ground
依靠耶和华的人也是有根基的他的信心深深的扎根在神的话语上不被摇动
Those who trust in God also have root, their faith deeply rooted in God's word, and cannot be shaken.
这个树叶子青翠啊，表明水分供应充足。依靠耶和华的人也是一样，神的恩典是充充足足的，供应他各样的需要，无论是物质上的还是灵性上的。
The tree's green, the leaf is green. The symbol it means that there is an abundant supply of water.Those who trust in God is the same, that God's supply is also abundant.
这个树呢按时后结果子果子既可以当作食物也可以提供种子说明这个树的生命力啊是非常的健康蓬勃的。
The tree yields fruit in season, saying that this tree is very healthy and very robust.
那么倚靠耶和华的人也是一样，他不断的结出果子来。
It's the same for those who believe in God. He can also be yielding fruit constantly.
内在呢有生命的果子，外在有福音的果子。
Internally there is the fruit of life, and externally there is the fruit of gospel.
他可以成为他人的供应，可以成为他人的祝福。
He can be the supply for others, be the blessings for others.
第三节的这个下半节，他说：“凡他所做的，尽都顺利。”
In the second half of verse 3, it says, "In all that he does, he prospers."
那些传成功神学假福音的人太喜欢这个经文了。
Those who preach prosperity gospel like this verses a lot.
他们就喜欢给人说：“你来信耶稣啊，你信了耶稣就凡事顺利了。”
They like to tell people, "Come believe Jesus. Once you believe in it, all he does, you will prosper."
这有点像吃汉堡的人把外面的面包和蔬菜都丢掉，只吃里面的那块肉。
I give you an analogy. It's like when you were eating a burger, you threw away the bread and the vegetables. You just leak the patties inside.
这吃的是肉，而并不是汉堡。
You're just be eating a patty. It's not really a burger.
同样的，传成功神学的人，他们传的是成功发达，而不是福音。
And similarly, those who preach prosperity gospel are just preaching how to be prosper. They're not really preaching gospel.
现在呢，我们来看这篇诗篇的结构，大家就能够理解我为什么说这个汉堡的比喻了。
You understand the analogy of the burger better after examining the structure of the psalm.
在诗歌当中呢，平行是常见的一种模式。
In a psalm, parallelism is a very common pattern.
平行呢又分好几种。
And there's a different type of parallelism.
第一种呢是同义的平行。
The first type is synonymous parallelism.
就是将同样的意思呢，用不同的文字给它再说一遍。
It's basically repeating sentences that have basically the same meaning again.
比如第一节，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
Like the first verses we just examined, do not walk in step with the wicked, or nor stand in the way the sinner take, nor sits in the company of mockers.
还有一种呢，是对立的平行。
And there's another type that's called the antithetical parallelism.
就是将两个相对立的句子呢平行的放在一起，显出来一个反差，然后让读者呢得到一个强烈而清晰的信息。
That's putting two sentences in contrast with each other in parallel so that the readers can get a clear and strong message.
所以有一些时候呢，平行的经文中间呢会有一节单独的经文，就像是汉堡中间的那块肉。
And occasionally there will be a separate verses between those parallel verses.
Just like the meat.
It's just like the patty within the burger.
这个呢，就是作者要传达的关键信息。
Usually, this is the key message.
请翻下一页。再下一页。好，大家请看这一个幻灯片。那么在这篇诗篇，我们就看到呢，一二三节和六五四节之间有个一一对应的平行关系。
Let's look at the verses together. If you check the slides, you will see that there is a one-to-one parallel relationship between the verses 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, 6.
And 6, 5, 4.
6, 5, 4.
Okay. 第一节不占罪人的道路。
First verses, do not walk in step with the wicked.
第六节罪人的道路必要灭亡。
And in the sixth verses, the way of the wicked leads to destruction.
第二节义人喜爱耶和华的律法。
In the second verses, it says,whose delight is the law of the Lord.
第五节罪人被耶和华审判。
And in the fifth verses, the wicked will not stand in the judgment.
第三节的上半节是一个比喻，义人像种在水边的树。
And the first half of the chapter, verses 3, is a metaphor. It's saying the righteous is like a tree planted by the stream of water.
第四节也是个比喻，罪人像糠皮。
Verses 4 is also a metaphor. It's saying the sinners are like chaff.
而三节的这个下半节，凡他所做的尽都顺利，这一节就是单独而没有平行经文的。
And the second half of the verse 3 is whatever they do prosper. This is the separate verses that doesn't have anything in parallel with.
它就是汉堡中间的那块肉。
This part is the patty of the burger.
一二三和六五四的这个强烈对比，这个是修辞手法。
The comparison between verses 1, 2, 3 and 6, 5, 4 are rhetorics.
而中间的三节的下半节才是重点，是作者要读者非常显然的看见的。
The second half of verses 3 is really the key. This is what the author wants the reader to see.
作者要读者看见的是，倚靠耶和华的人真有福。
You want the reader to see that blessed are those who trust in the Lord.
所以我给诗篇 一起的标题是两种人两种道路两种结局。
So the title I give to this some verb one is two different type of person, two different way, and two different ending.
但如果按照作者的心意来起一个标题的话，应该是有福之人。
But if we give a title based on the author's will, it should be the those who are blessed.
所以你想要成为一个凡事尽都顺利的有福之人吗
？Do you want to be a person who prosper in everything you do?
你先要成为一个如一二三所描述的那样的有福之人。
First, you have to be a blessed person like described in verses 1, 2, and 3.
接下来呢，我们继续看恶人的生命。
Now let's examine the life pattern for the sin for the wicked.
圣经中所提到的恶人不是指杀人放火的人。
The sinners that's in Bible is not referring to murderers or other criminals.
而是指悖逆神的人，也就是不信主耶稣的人。
It's referring to those who abandon God, those non-believing.
我们没信主的时候，我们读圣经也不会认为自己是恶人。
Before we read the Bible, or before we believe in Jesus Christ, we don't think ourselves as sinner.
但神的意思是清楚的，不信主的人就是神口中的恶人。
But God's will is pretty clear. Those who does not believe are sinners.
所以第一节中的这个恶人、罪人、亵慢人都属于这一种人。神说他们就像糠皮。
So all this person, the wicked, the mockers that's referred to in the first verses are this type of person. They are just like chaff.
马太福音的三章十二节说，他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
In Matthew 3 verses 12, it says, he's winnowing fork in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floors.Gathering his wheat into the barn and burn up the chaff with the unquenchable fire.
要理解这个比喻呢，我们就需要知道糠皮有什么特点。
To understand this metaphor, you have to know what's special about chaff.
而要了解这一点呢，我们需要来了解一下麦粒是怎么得到的。
And to know that, we need to know how we get grain of wheat.
好，请看下一页。
Let's look at the slides.
丰收的时候呢，农民第一步先把麦穗从地里收回来。
When harvesting, the first step is usually to get the wheat ear back from the ground, from the field.
第二步呢，用重物来打击或者压这个麦穗啊，比如让牛去踩。
And following that is usually to hit the wheat ear with something heavy or pressure on that, like having a cattle step on it.
所以呢，这样呢就能够让麦粒从麦秆上脱落下来。
And this process will separate the wheat from the wheat straw.
而麦粒的表层有一层很粗糙的皮，也会脱落下来。这个呢，就叫做糠皮。
And the surface layer of the wheat grains has a very rough skin. This skin will fall off as well, and the skin is chaff.
这个东西呢没有什么用，但是呢，我们中国人比较节约，一般会拿这个东西来喂猪或者鸡鸭鹅。
This thing is chaff is pretty useless, but Chinese people usually feed this with pigs or other home farm animals.
饥荒的年头呢，人也会吃。
In a year of famines, people might eat it too.
但总的来说呢，糠皮就是用来形容琐碎又无用的东西。
But generally, chaff is used to describe the trivial and useless things.
第三步呢，这个农民呢，他会用这个叉子啊，去把这个麦秆、麦粒和糠皮的这个混合物扬起到空中。
The last step, the farmers will use a fork to throw the wheat straw and the wheat grains are all this mix up in the sky.
所以麦粒比较重就会掉下来。
And because of the grain of the wheat is heavier, it will fall.
而糠皮比较轻，它就会随风飘走。
And the chaff is lighter, and it will be blown away by the wind.
那么它飘到哪里去呢
？Where will be blown away?
主人根本就不在乎了。
The master doesn't care at all.
因为糠皮不是目的，麦子才是。
Because chaff is not the purpose, the wheat grain is.
所以恶人像糠皮，它有以下几点特征。
So when we see that the wicked are like chaff, this is really referring to the following characteristics.
第一，他在神眼中是毫无价值的，神不在乎他，正如农民不在乎糠皮一样。
First, to God, he is worthless. God doesn't care about him, just like a farmer doesn't care about chaff.
第二呢，它没有根基，被世上的这个风吹来吹去，不知道会飘到哪里去。
Second, there's no root of it. It will be blown away by the wind from the world and doesn't know where its destination will be.
它不知道自己从哪里来，要往哪里去。
Nor do we know where he comes and where he's going.
世界上的动荡呢，都让它惊惶，没有平安。
all the turbulence in the world will panic at.
而义人却像一棵树种在溪水旁，他知道自己的力量从何而来，他也知道自己的归属在哪里。
But the righteous is like a tree planted by a stream of water. He knows where his power comes from, and he knows where his destiny is.
希伯来书的六章十九节，说我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。
In Hebrew chapter 6 verses 16-19, it says, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain."
锚就是用来把船固定住的，无论风多么大，船不会被刮走。
Anchor is used to hold the position of the boat, no matter how strong the wind is. If you have an anchor, the boat is not going to be blown away.
我们灵魂的锚通入幔内，就是至圣所里，就是神那里。
When the verse says we have an anchor of our soul enters into the inner sanctuary, it's saying our anchor is in God.
因为我们的指望是连于那位永不摇动的神，所以我们的指望也是永不摇动的。
And because our hope is connected to the unchangeable God, so our hope itself will not be changed as well.
希伯来书的这个十二章二十八节说，我们得到的是不可震动的果。
In Hebrew chapter 12 verses 28 is saying that we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
而不认识神的人却没有指望，没有平安。
But those who are does not believe in God does not have such hope and have no peace.
第三呢，神定义要将义人和恶人分开，正如农民要将麦子和糠皮分开一样。
And the third characteristic is God is determined to separate the wicked and the righteous. It's just like the farmers need to separate the grain of wheat and the chaff.
麦子和糠皮它将有不同的结局。
Wheat and chaff will have two different types of ending.
麦子是有价值的，会收到仓库里面，而糠皮是没有价值的，会收起来焚烧掉。
Wheat has value and will be collected into the barn, but the chaff is worthless. It will be burned.
同样的，义人的结局是复活，在基督里承受产业，享受永生。
Similarly, the ending for the righteous is resurrection and the inheritance in Christ and enjoy the eternal life.
而恶人的结局是地狱，承受永远的刑罚，永远与神的恩典，也就是和一切的美善相隔绝。
But the ending for the sinners is to suffer the eternal punishment and be separated with God's grace altogether, and which is all the good thing.
因此第五节，当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，这是为什么呢？
So in verses 5, it says when the judgment comes, the sinners will not be able to stand. Why is that?
因为那个荣耀的场面啊，对于罪人而言是太可怕，太可怕了。罪人在神的荣耀面前是完全无法站立的。
Because the scene of glory is so scary to the sinners that he cannot stand in front of the glory.
圣经中那些当面见到神的荣耀的人，无一例外呢，是扑倒在地的。
In the Bible, those who actually face God's glory directly have no exception. They all fall to the ground.
我们再看启示录的第七章第九节啊，启示录第七章第九节说，此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
Let's look at the Revelation chapter 7 verses 9.After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands.
这些人是站在神的荣耀宝座前的。
Those people are standing before the throne.
因为他们是复活的义人，他们已经得到一个荣耀的身体，因而他们能够承受那个天国的荣光。
They are the resurrected. They already get a glorified body. That's why they can take the glory of the kingdom of heaven.
我们再看启示录的三章二十一节，说得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一样。
And then let's turn to Revelation chapter 3 verses 21. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my father on his throne.
所以你看见了吗？义人在神面前不但能站，而且还能够坐下来。
So do you see that the righteous can not only stand in front of God, can even sit.
所以这两种人呢，他不一样就是不一样。
So this shows how different these two types of persons are.
但有一种更合理的解释呢，就是说这里的站立呢是指复活的福分。
But a more reasonable explanation is that here standing is referring to the blessing of resurrection.
以赛亚书26:14就提到呢，恶人在义人的复活中是无份的，他们不能再站起来。
In Isaiah chapter 26:14, it mentions that the wicked have no part in the resurrection of the righteous, and thus they will not rise again.
以赛亚书26:14说，他们死了必不能再活，他们去世必不能再起，因为你刑罚他们，毁灭他们，他们的名号就全然消灭。
In Isaiah chapter 26:14, it says, "They are dead; they will not live. They are shades; they will not arise. To that end, you have visited them with destruction and wiped out all remembrance of them."
罪人在义人的会中也是如此，这个是什么意思呢？
What does it mean when it says the sinners are like this in the gathering of the righteous?
指的是呢，审判那日呢，罪人在义人的聚会中是无处容身的。
This is saying that at the day of the judgment, the sinners have no place at the place where the righteous gather.
平时呢，教会里面真基督徒、假基督徒或者是慕道友，大家是一眼看不出来的。
Not only you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between true Christian, false Christian, or seekers in our church.
但是在末日审判的时候呢，真基督徒和不是真基督徒的人是一眼能够认出来的，是没法装的。
But the Bible tells us that at the day of the final judgment, you can tell instantly apart the true Christians away with false Christians.
打个比方啊，假设你是个罪人，你一身黑色，你进入了一个义人的聚会，你发现里面呢大家清一色的白袍，而且全部是坐下的。
I gave you an analogy.Assume you are a sinner, you are wearing all blacks, and you enter into a gathering for righteous, and you are seeing everybody is wearing the same white robe, and they are all sitting down.
你发现呢，那个会堂呢，充满圣洁的荣耀，让人心生敬畏。
You found the place is full of holy, glories and holiness and the spirit.
而你一身黑色，明显跟大家格格不入。
And you wearing all blacks are very contrast compared to the others.
你有点紧张，你想要找一个地方坐下来。
You're a little nervous. You want to find a place to sit down.
但是每个人的位置都是安排好的，你找来找去找不到一个位置可以坐下来。
But everybody's position is prearranged. You keep looking, but cannot find a place for you.
大家都齐刷刷的看着你。
And then people turn around together and looking at you.
你紧张，你尴尬，你惧怕，你忐忑不安。
And you feel nervous, embarrassed, afraid, and uneasy.
这个呢，就是这节经文的意思。
This is what this verse is saying.
义人的会是一群，这一群基督徒是天国的继承者。
When it says the gathering of the righteous, these peoples are the inheritance of the kingdom, the heavenly kingdom.
神的产业，他们每个人都是有份的。
They all have a share in God's inheritance.
而如果你不是基督徒的话，那天国的位置里面是没有你的份的。
And if you're not a Christian, there is not a seat.
马太福音22:11-13，主耶稣在他的这个婚宴的比喻当中，他讲这样说的啊，他说王进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的，就对他说，朋友，你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？那人无言可答。于是王对使唤的人说，捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外边的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿。
And Jesus gave us this teaching in Matthew chapter 22:11-13. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there is a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, Friends, how did you get in here without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
这个礼服是什么呢
？What is this wedding garment？
这个礼服就是耶稣基督。
It's Jesus Christ。
所以，凡是信入耶稣基督的，都是披戴耶稣基督的。
If you are part of Jesus Christ through believing, then you are wearing Jesus Christ。
所以，神看到我们的时候，不再是看到我们的罪，而是看到耶稣基督的义。
So when God sees us, He's not seeing our sins, but seeing the righteousness of Jesus Christ。
所以，若非靠着耶稣基督，没有人能够在神面前站立。
If not through Jesus Christ, nobody can stand in front of the Lord.
所以这里呢，我们看到了有两对遥相呼应的对比。
Here we see a comparison of two pairs echoing each other.
义人不占罪人的道路，对比于罪人无法在审判中站立。
The righteous do not stand in the way of the sinners, in contrast to the sinners who cannot stand in judgment.
义人不坐亵慢人的座位，对比于罪人坐不了义人的座位。
And the righteous do not sit in the seat of the mockers, as the sinners does not sit in the seat of the righteous.
所以这个有福之人呢，他不占罪人的道路，却得以在神面前站立。
So the blessed person does not stand in the way of the sinners, but can stand in front of God.
他不坐亵慢人的座位，却得以与众圣徒同坐。
He does not sit with the mockers, but are able to sit together with all saints.
你又会怎么选择呢？
How will you pick?
第六节，我们看到了有两条道路。
In verse 6, we see two different paths.
义人的道路和恶人的道路。
The way of the righteous and the way of the sinner.
耶和华知道义人的道路，这个不是说耶和华不知道恶人的路会通哪里去。
The verses also said God know the way of the righteous. This is not saying God does not know where the way of the sinners will lead to.
圣经中的知道呢，这个希伯来文是 yada.
The word know in the Bible in original Hebrew is yada.
通常都带有亲密的关系的意思。
This word often refers to close relationship.
所以义人的道路呢，是神所关心、神所在乎的。
It's in another word, it's saying that the way of the righteous is what God cares.
这个 yada 呢，它也可以翻译成看顾，所以英文版就这么翻译的。
Another translation for this word yada is watch over, and this is how the English translation looks like.
知道呢和看顾呢，这个跨度还是有点大，它到底应该是哪样理解呢？
There's a pretty big difference between.Know and watch over. So how do we understand this?
我给大家打一个比方，就可以把这两者联系起来。
I'll give you another analogy so you can understand it.
比如说我的妻子有事出门，她走前对我说，炉子上烧着汤，火还没关。
For example, when my wife has something to do and has to walk out of the house, she told me there's still some soup on the stove and the fire is still on.
我说我知道。
And I reply, I know.
那么这个知道中就隐含着我会看顾这个汤和火的意思。
In my response, the word I know is implying that I will watch over the soup and fire.
义人的道路是门神看顾的。
The way of the righteous is being watched over by God.
而恶人的道路是通向灭亡的。
But the way of the sinners is to destruction and perishment.
这又与第一节是相呼应的。
This is echoing with verses 1 again.
这个有福之人呢，他不行走在恶人的计谋当中，他因此也不会在恶人的道路中灭亡。
The blessed man does not walk on the way of the wicked, and he will not be destructed in the way of the wicked as a result.
诗篇第一篇以有福开始，以灭亡结束。
The first chapter of Psalm started with the blessed and ended with destruction.
我们看见了两种人，有福的人和恶人。
We see two different type of person, the blessed and the sinner.
两种道路，义人的路和恶人的路。
And two different type of way, the way of the righteous and the way of the sinner.
两种结局，天国的产业和永远的灭亡。
And two different type of ending, the inheritance of heavenly kingdom and the eternal destruction.
这么巨大的差别，该如何抉择？难道还不够清楚吗？
The differences is so big, and it should be very clear for us to pick.
最近呢，这个国内的疫情呢很严重，有很多老人病死。
Recently, the pandemic is very serious in China, and lots of people, particularly the senior people, died.
有一位姐妹的父亲也病重到几乎要死。
A father of one of our sisters is also very sick.
他恳求我们为他父亲祷告。
And she asked us to pray for his father, for her father.
我们切切的祷告，也感谢神的怜悯，现在老人家终于脱离危险，逐渐恢复。
We pray for him and thanks for God's grace that her father is now recovering and is not in danger anymore.
这个姐妹呢也赶紧回国去，想要带她父亲信主。
The sister is on her way of getting back to China and she really wanted her father to believe in Christ.
信靠主耶稣，这真的是非常迫切的需要。
Believing in our Lord Jesus is a very urgent need.
不要以为我们还可以等明天。
Don't assume you have tomorrow.
因为明天不在我们的手中。
Because we have no control over tomorrow.
我们没有人能够掌管自己的生命。
Nobody can control our life.
也没有人能够用自己的力量让自己的生命延长一秒钟。
Just like nobody can use their own power to extend their life for just even a second.
在没有信主耶稣以前，我们的灵魂都处于一种不安全的状态中。
Before we believed in the Lord Jesus, our spirits are in the status of unsafe.
但信主以后呢，我们就是将我们的灵魂放到了绝对安全的地方，灵魂的保险箱就是耶稣基督的手中。
But after we believe in Christ, we are putting our soul in the absolute safe for the soul, that is in the hand of Jesus Christ.
没有人能够将我们从神和耶稣基督的手中夺去。
And nobody can take us away from God and Jesus.
对于在我们中间的我们所爱的这个弟兄姐妹们的父母。
And to those parents who are among us, of our dear brothers and sisters.
我尤其代表你们的儿女，恳求你们早日悔改，归信主耶稣。
I in representation of your children's, I ask you to repent and believe in Jesus Christ.
请体谅爱你们的儿女的心吧。
Please be considerate of the heart of your children who love you so much.
你们的儿女在美国有成功的事业和甜美的家庭。
Your children in America has a successful career and a sweet family.
他们唯一的牵挂就是在国内的你们。
And their only concerns are you guys.
而他们最牵挂你们的是你们灵魂的归宿。
And all of those, they mostly concern about the home of your soul.
等你们信主耶稣了，他们就可以完全的放心了。
When you believe in Jesus Christ, they will be rest assured.
因为将来有一天，我们必然要经历家人离世。
Because in the future, we will also experience family members passing away.
但如果我们信主了，那就不是永别，也不必绝望。
But if we believe Jesus Christ, that is not going to be our farewell, and there is no need for despair.
因为在耶稣基督里，我们的盼望是永不摇动的。
Because in Jesus Christ, our hope cannot be shaken.
耶稣基督他已经复活，我们也必将要像他一样一同复活。
Jesus Christ has resurrected, and we will resurrect together with him.
我们要和我们所爱的人一起复活，一同团聚，直到永远。
And we will resurrect with those who we love all together till eternity.
那我们是多么的有福啊！
How blessed are we?
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢主你拣选了我们，拯救了我们。
We thank you for selecting us and gave us your salvation.
感谢主你将这样清晰的道路显明在我们面前。
We thank you for showing the path of us so clearly.
赐给我们智慧的心，我们能够选择那上好的福分。
And give us a heart of wisdom so that we can pick the blessing.
去掉愚昧的心，免得我们选那灭亡的道路。
And you get rid of the foolish heart within us so we don't take the way that leads to perishment.
带领我们走这永生的道路。
Please help and lead us on this way of righteous and eternal life.
使我们可以紧紧地抓住你。
So we can grasp you and hold you dearly.
正如主你紧紧地抓住我们一样的。
Just like how Lord you also hold us and grab us dearly.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们要向这个世界宣告我们是有福的人。
We will proclaim to the world that we are the blessed.
也愿主你将得救的人数不断的加添给我们。
And may you continue to add to send those who are saved to our church.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
我们的感谢和祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
Our prayers and thanks are in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.